Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Welcome in a Thursday edition of the Hoosier Report underway here on the Big X Sports Radio. Glad to have you with us today. Thanks for being with us today. I know many of you were at Huber's last night for what has become a really long-standing and terrific event to promote IU sports here in Southern Indiana. A lot of our show today will be based on things from last night. We're going to have audio of Archie Miller coming up here in just a few moments from his press conference when he arrived about 5:45 in Starlight yesterday. He took some questions from the media, about a 12-minute clip, and I was going to cut it up and give you some of the highlights, but I'll be honest with you, a lot of good questions and a lot of good information. We haven't heard from Coach Miller for a while since he highlighted the 2018 class before Romeo. He did put out a statement after Romeo and the graduate transfer Evan Fitzner committed, but that's it. So a lot of things up in the air, a lot of things to ask Archie about. Romeo, of course, one of the subjects most interesting, but also Juwan Morgan, who just an evening or two ago announced he would return to Indiana for his senior year. So kind of a very eventful happening last night, not only a big deal, but some big news to talk about, some big things in the room. So we'll hear from Archie Miller with his comments to the media last night as well. Let's take a look at the guest lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Joining us today in segment two, once we get through the Archie press conference, will be Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall. Alex's interview each week is presented by CC Power Sports. Then later, once we get done talking with Alex, who was at the event last night to recap things as well, we will have the actual speech that Archie made to the crowd at Huber's last night. You can hear a lot of the different topics that he covered, and I thought it was an Archie that seemed a little more settled and a little more confident, as you can probably imagine that he would be in year two, walking into a sold-out event last night at Huber's, which that's how it's been many, many years, including last year as well. Nothing new for that event to be sold out, but we'll play that back for you later in the program today. That's the Hoosier Report, the show lineup today presented by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. If you mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, you get $1 off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's take a look at some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. And I want to keep this really short because I want to get this presser audio to you here in just a moment here in the first segment. But all I've got today is a quick story, and I thought this was interesting. IU fans and Romeo fans, I think, will enjoy this, and maybe you'll smirk about it like I did. But I was at New Albany High School yesterday. Yesterday was the last day for students at the high school, like it has been yesterday or today will be for a lot of the area schools. And I was working on Summer League stuff. No surprise there. We've got our first night of Summer League at Scribner tonight. Well, I'll tell you that schedule a little bit later in the program. New Albany is in North Harrison are the only two Southern Indiana teams that play tonight. It kind of gets off to a slow start. By the middle of next week, it's really rolling with a ton of games spread over 6 to 8 courts per night on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But I was at New Albany, and I had been upstairs to drop some stuff off and make some copies to get ready for Summer League. And on my way out of the school building, as I'm walking out to my truck, I see the final bell was minutes away from ringing. Kids beginning to make their way out in the hallway. I guess some of the seniors had been dismissed and were able to go ahead and leave a few minutes early. But as I hit the door to walk outside, Romeo Langford comes out from the gymnasium. And there's two or three kids and saying, "Hey, Romeo, before you go, will you sign this for me?" So there is Romeo Langford within a couple minutes of the final bell ringing for his senior year. The last moments he'll be in New Albany High School as an official student. And what is he doing? He's signing some sort of magazine or photo that a couple of the kids wanted to make sure they got before he got out of the building and they wouldn't see him on a day-to-day basis. So I just kind of smirked and smiled and waved as I went by. And that kind of sums up to me what at least 3 years, 2 years has been like for Romeo Langford, whether it's been in his own school building where he attends class quietly and doesn't have a lot to say, or whether it's him being the basketball star scoring 63 points on the court and the visiting crowd and everybody waiting around. People want his autograph, and so that's how his high school days ended yesterday, signing a couple autographs, waiting for that final bell to ring before he exited the high school. So I thought that was funny. The headlines each day are presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Hoopsters is your hometown sports grill where hometown fans watch hometown teams play. Hoopsters was voted as best sports bar, best place to watch sports as well by the News and Tribune Reader's Choice Awards. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, where fun happens. Doug, let's get right to the audio. We have it queued up. This is a press conference before the event last night at Hubers. Lots of interesting stuff that Archie covers. Roster for next season, starting lineup for next season, Juwan Morgan, Romeo Langford, little Robert Finnessy as well. We'll play this for you now.
Be back down here. This is always something that we look forward to, being able to experience it last year as the first time. Much more comfortable coming down here, knowing what to expect with the obviously the large crowd and the passion that's down here in Southern Indiana speaks for itself. So it's good to be back. You know, our off season has been a little bit quieter than some in the past. It's been a little longer. Our guys have been working very hard up until they left for school, and then they got about a 3.5 to 4 week break before we'll begin our summer program, which starts, you know, realistically this weekend. Our returners will be back, all of them, and then upon graduation of our incoming freshmen, they'll join us on June 12th. So as a staff, we're really excited to take it into phase two. Our returning guys had a good spring, and I think their knowledge of how we do things is really going to help, you know, accelerate our young guys when they get here this summer. We're looking forward to the additional time that the NCAA has granted us on the court, and we're going to try and take advantage of more time on the floor with them as much as possible, because I think this is a team that relatively going to have an influx of young talent, new people, and our returning guys coming back are going to have to mesh. So this is sort of a, you know, an opportunity to really blend this summer. So we're happy about that. Our staff is intact, very excited about how our staff interacted in our first year, but more importantly, you know, how we've been able to develop as a group and move moving in to this second year. That continuity is just so important for our team, and having those voices around is important. So we're excited. Our offseason's getting ready to get started. It'll be busy, and then moving into, you know, obviously summer recruiting and whatnot. So it'll be a fast summer.
Yesterday's news that Juwan will be back.
Yeah, you know, all these guys are going to have choices from this point forward. This is going to become a common theme in college basketball. It's going to be a theme of which, you know, these kids are going to give themselves an opportunity for more time and more information. And as long as it takes them to get it, I think they're going to have it. So as a coaching staff, you know, you really have to take a step back. Open lines of communication are really important in these situations, that the accurate information is always being shared. And in Juwan's case, he did a great job. You know, he and his family have been you know, really, really a joy to be around and work with. Juwan had, you know, a number of workouts with teams. He got to be able to be in those settings, which is what we wanted. He got the feedback, and you know, as he and his family talked with us, he and his family talked with themselves, you know, the opportunity to come back to Indiana as a senior, the opportunity to impact, you know, the program was the overwhelming theme. His improvement, the stage that I think he wants to be on, and for our staff in general, you know, we want Juwan to be in a situation that, you know, one, he's contending for a great season with a team, but B, you know, having an opportunity to get drafted, you know, that's his goal, and we're going to work very hard for him, like we do all our guys, to put him in a situation where he can be successful.
How is Deron doing? I guess his time frame.
Yeah, Deron, you know, Deron, it's been documented. Obviously, he had the ruptured Achilles in January, took him out. It's a difficult surgery from anyone to come back to. A guy like Deron, who's that size, who can put on some weight, you know, when he's not allowed to do anything, it makes it just a little bit more difficult. But we've taken him very slow. He's done a really nice job here in the last 3 to 4 weeks as he's been in summer school by himself. of exclusively just really working on his rehab. But we're taking it slow. I think it's going to be a slow process where, you know, he's got to get himself into a situation where he can start to feel comfortable running. From running, you know, but obviously then start the conditioning. But from a contact perspective and basketball perspective, I don't think that De'Ron will be ready for that this summer. I think we'll be pushing towards, you know, obviously our fall program and then moving into November. But we have to take it slow, and we have to be really mindful of how he communicates and how he feels. And, you know, just in talking to Tim Garl here this last week, I think Juwan's really strung together some good, De'Ron is, you know, strung together some really good days, and I think he's progressing.
What are the key things for Romeo when he gets on campus to be ready to maximize his freshman year?
Well, Romeo's ready to go to work. I mean, he's a basketball guy. He's a willing learner. Anytime you've ever been around him, you know, he sucks everything out of you in terms of information. So he's a great student of the game. His talent speaks for itself. Getting acclimated to college is the first step, though. You know, he and his classmates getting the ability to go to class, getting the ability to study for the first time in a college setting, having a schedule where you're working out and you're lifting, and the rigors of the pace start to pick up. So these 6 weeks for all those guys, not just Romeo, is a great opportunity for them to get acclimated, not only with the program and how things go, but just their own timetable and whatnot. But, you know, for him, he's a great teammate. He's always been about winning. I think as he's coming into the fold right now, he's ready to get to work with the other guys. And we're going to put him and all of our guys in an environment where they're pushing it, they're getting better, but at the same time, want to see some competition this summer. And to be able to see how these guys work together and fit together is going to be fun. But I think Romeo will handle fine.
When did you first hear from Romeo that he had committed? When did you know that he had?
When we watched the television show and he put the hat on. I think that everyone was pretty much in the same boat, and that was how that process was going to go all the way through. And when he was ready to make a decision, I think we would all find out one way or another.
It was pretty nerve-wracking to do that.
It's a long year, you know, a long process. I mean, you go through ups and downs in recruiting every kid. I thought we had a pretty good momentum going there at the end, especially with him deciding maybe to do it in New Albany. I thought that was good, but we didn't know for 100%.
How's Devontae been in the spring?
Devontae had a really good spring. Just him as an individual, I thought he really had a good mindset coming off of the season. He showed glimpses at times where he could really be one of the better guards in the league at times for how we did things. I thought towards the end of the season, he was our most consistent ball-handling guard. But he took a step back, I think, when the season ended. And when we got into our spring program, I thought in our conversations, he's starting to take his game a little bit more serious. And he's starting to take the approach of his own individual pride in what he is and how he does it and go up a level. And he did that. I thought our six-week program in the spring, he was as consistent as any. Focused a lot on his shooting the ball in the spring, and he really improved. So we're ready to get started here with him next week.
Some other guys that you saw make some pretty big leaps this spring and that you expected the same this summer?
All of our returning guys who came off the season worked extremely hard. I think they all got great production in the weight room. They all had great production with the spring program on the floor with the coaches. You can go down on each guy, and I can pretty much tell you exactly how they improved, where they improved. But it was a group approach. You know, we had about seven or eight guys back. I think each guy took it to themselves, obviously, to get to work very quickly, needed their bodies to recover. Once we finished school, I thought it was good for everyone to get away for a little bit. Sometimes that 3 or 4 week period really recharges you. So I'm excited. Hopefully all those guys will be back ready to go.
Where do things stand with a non-conference schedule as a whole?
And it's building. You know, the non-conference schedule right now, it's just a challenging thing to do, especially in our last two seasons with the Big Ten schedule impacting a lot of what you do doing, you know, just regarding dates. And, you know, when you move to 20 games, you move to finding out whether you're in the ACC, Big Ten, whether you're in the GAB that we already have, the Crossroads, you know, we're holding a lot of time frames for these TV announcements. So when the TV announcements come in, that really helps us shore some things up just in getting it. But I think our non-conference schedule this year will be more difficult than last year's. We have to challenge ourselves. You know, our league in general last year, from a non-conference standpoint, you know, just quite frankly, didn't get the job done. And that's why our league in general, as the course of our season went along and you had good wins, we just didn't get any credit for that in the Big Ten. And that was something that I think as a league we addressed this spring. So, you know, moving forward, this non-conference schedule, we're hopeful it'll get done here in the next couple weeks. We'll hopefully find out our ACC opponent here, hopefully within a day or so, you know, with what TV does. But, you know, already having Marquette and Louisville in Assembly Hall is great. You know, understanding that we're going to have a couple early Big Ten games again within that first week, knowing that's coming off, and then you have, you know, the Indianapolis game with Butler. You're going to probably have an ACC game on the road. So I would suspect that our finish through December would be a gauntlet. And that's what our league is sort of trying to figure out right now, how our league addresses, you know, really in coming off of an exempt event or coming off of something right into the challenge and then all the way through the early Big Ten, and you finish off with your Louisvilles and your Butlers and whatnot. So, you know, I think it's going to be very challenging for our team. We need to challenge ourselves earlier, more better than we did a year ago, just in terms of, you know, practice starts earlier, how we're going to approach our exhibitions. We have to be ready earlier because I think we're going to have a few marquee games early, but I think our December is going to be very difficult.
Coach, you're talking about
Just recruiting, and these guys who graduate, they find their niche, they find their interest level, and you know, Evan was a guy that we targeted pretty early with his skill set. He's something he brings to the table that we really like. He's a great kid, and once he joins the team, I think he's going to be, you know, an added weapon for us.
Coach, as far as the team you talked about coming in this year, how much easier is it going to be to have the returning players already on the same page,
yeah,
as opposed to having to deprogram and reprogram?
Yeah, you know, year one's really hard. You're teaching your staff, you're teaching your players. Everyone's kind of in the same lump. You know, year two, you don't teach your staff and you don't teach the guys that are back. So, you know, that's a big chunk of the pressure that's kind of off in terms of trying to integrate. It's still difficult to bring in such a young group with five freshmen. And even, you know, an older guy like Evan, his experience is great, but he's going to learn new. But, you know, having five freshmen come into the fold and having to depend on some of these guys here early, you know, that's going to be the unique thing. That's why you need your older guys, at least your one-year returners, to be rock solid in what you're doing every day. And I feel like our returners have really set themselves up to be, you know, a group that people can look at and say, this is how we do it. You know, just talking to Juwan yesterday, his motivation to get the freshmen here and just kind of get rolling is something that's, you know, exciting for our staff because, you know, last year at this time, it was all new, you know, and it's not as new now, which is a good thing, but you're still changing.
What do you think Race got out of last season, the redshirt year?
Race? Yeah. Race really took advantage of his redshirt season. Number one, you know, he took advantage of the physical development, you know. The difference between him graduating high school right now and him going through the 9 months in a strength and conditioning program and then also practicing every day, that's a big advantage for a guy like him. He also knows how we practice and how we work out, and he's familiar with all that. He didn't have the pressure of having to play. So being in practice every day, working on his game, going against first-team guys, you know, I think he got a lot better. But he's got a long way to go, and just in talking to him this offseason, continuing to develop his offensive game away from the basket is something that we've talked a lot about. But Race is a tough kid. He showed that last year, and I think he's a guy that will mix it up for us.
Okay. We're out of time on with Coach.
Thank you.
Again, that's Archie Miller from the pre-Hubers event yesterday. He had a press conference, some really interesting stuff. I wanted to give you some highlights, but so many good questions for him and some good answers to kind of get you excited about things here in the offseason. We go straight from that interview to Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall. Our chat with Alex each week is presented by CC Power Sports. They have two locations serving Indiana and Kentucky. One is in Clarksville, the mothership store, so to speak. They carry Indian, Victory, Slingshot, Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Honda, KTM, Yamaha, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. The Louisville store is right off of Interstate 65 in southern Jefferson County. They carry Kawasaki, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Yamaha, Suzuki, new riders welcome, and of course racers welcome at CC Power Sports. Alex, all kinds of information last night from Archie Miller, both his press conference before, his speech, his talk with Indiana fans during the event. That event has really become a big off-season happening, and I can't remember one. I guess you got to go back to just last year when Archie was hired and fresh a face as the IU coach, but I can't remember one where there's been more excitement about the possibilities for this team at this point in the off-season.
Yeah, it was a great event, obviously well attended. I think it was a record in terms of the amount of people that they had, and not for just the IU event there, but ever, from what I understand, in that building at Hubers. And as you know, Matt, I'm sure you've been up there before. It's a huge building, and it was packed to the brim. I mean, there was people everywhere. You walked in that room, it was pretty warm in there just from how many people were in the building. And it was, I think, as you mentioned, really informative in terms of The amount of information. Archie Miller is not a guy that gives a lot away in terms of information, but he packed a lot of info into a short amount of time last night, not only with speaking with us in the media, but his full speech. And as you mentioned, both of those things, I captured both of those things. If you want to check out the full speeches, I'm sure you're going to play some more of the audio, but both up on the website. But overall, I thought there were some key takeaways, particularly with some of his comments about Devontae Green and the offseason work that he has ahead. And also Deron Davis talked about his offseason recovery from his injury, and didn't sound overly optimistic that Deron's going to be doing much, if anything, this summer. So that kind of brings into question how he's going to fit in next year and maybe where he's going to be at in the rotation. But overall, a good night, a lot of information, as I mentioned, and well attended. So obviously IU fans are excited about not only Romeo, but the whole group that they have coming back for next season.
Alex Bozich presented by CC Power Sports. I think it's worth noting quite a change, and this has come up from time to time, but quite a change. Take everything on the court away for just a moment, but in how things are handled off the court between Tom Crean and Archie Miller. I know we're getting into year two, so it's time to let things, differences go between the two coaches as a comparison. But, you know, Tom Crean had so many press conferences, and he would talk on so many radio shows that, and I'm not advocating against that by any means, but that when it was Tom Crean on the radio, Tom Crean talking about something, you know, you weren't as focused in on it. But when Archie Miller speaks, as you said, we haven't heard from him for a number of months now. The press conference last night wasn't even that long, but he answered a lot of questions. I thought he answered them very thoroughly. And it's a press conference when it got over, and then his speech got over, you felt like, wow, I really learned a lot about this Indiana team and have a much better grasp, even though no top-level secrets were given out last night by any means. But it's just amazing. When someone doesn't talk as much, I guess this is true in life, take press conferences and everything out of it, but you tend to listen a little bit more to what they say and take it to heart, and I think that's how I feel, and I know other IU fans have shared that feeling with me. When Archie Miller talks, you better listen.
Yeah, it was, you know, he even mentioned that it's been a quiet off season, and I think that kind of just speaks to the way this program is run. There's a little less chaos, I think, obviously, in terms of just scheduling. You know, things are a little bit more organized. There's a plan for everything. There's not going to be a lot of drama. I mean, no players left this offseason for transfer. I mean, there's just, in terms of program news this offseason, it's been relatively quiet. I mean, obviously the announcement earlier this week that Juwan Borgen's coming back was notable, but beyond that, I mean, things are handled in-house. They've had an offseason workout that has seemed to started off pretty well, but other than that, I mean, it's as you mentioned, this was really our first true off-season update, and I kind of prefer this kind of this way of doing things, because you know, you don't want to have to give an update every 2 or 3 weeks on what's happening. I mean, obviously, as a media member, you want as much access to the program as possible. You want as much information, because that's what drives content. That's what keeps people coming back to read. But if there's really nothing going on, there's no sense in talking for the sake of it. And so I thought last night was good, just to kind of give us an off-season reset of what's been going on in terms of the off-season workouts. As I mentioned, he touched on several guys. The other thing that was notable to me was, you know, everyone obviously is interested in Romeo and wanting to know kind of his thoughts on Romeo, but he made it a point not to really separate Romeo from any of the other incoming guys, and I think that's important. We all know Romeo is the best incoming player that Indiana has. We all know he's the most talented, but, you know, he's going to have to come in like any other freshman and prove himself and earn his time, and I'm sure he'll do that, but, you know, I thought it was a smart way of kind of handling that whole thing, not, you know, separating Romeo from any of the other incoming freshmen. I mean, he talked about all the incoming guys for kind of really the same amount of time, talked about kind of what he thought of each of them, all positive things. And that's really how you kind of want to do things from the standpoint of, you don't want to, you know, put Juwan Borgen and Romeo Langford kind of on a level above everyone. You want the team to kind of come in on an even playing field. And this summer, obviously, the workouts are going to be crucial, and going into the fall, and guys will separate themselves in terms of rotation. But I thought it was great to hear kind of how he handled talking about each and every guy as though they're an equal, important equally important piece of the team going into next season.
CC Power Sports brings us Alex Bozich each Thursday here on the show. You know, I get the feeling, obviously, Jawan Morgan is back. He's going to be the leader. He led Indiana in a lot of ways, both on and off the floor last season, and I think would be expected, especially in his leadership, his true leadership abilities, to do so again this year. I think it's a lineup that, even though we're all excited about Romeo, even though we're all excited about some of the returning players coming back, and some of the other freshmen too, I should say, especially I think Robert Fennessy, but even though there's a ton of players to be excited about, and then Deron Davis, you know, and I keep more come to me as I think about it. Deron Davis, how does he come back off the injury? He was a key player at times before he was injured. You've got Race Thompson, who was practicing all last year but never played in the games as a redshirt. There's so many players with promise that should get court time. It's a matter of who's going to be in the starting lineup. But, you know, Jawan Morgan is 1A because of what he did last year, and I feel confident enough speaking on Romeo Langford to say that he will be in the starting lineup based on what we know about him. But I feel like there's a lot of other spots and minutes, even on top of starting spots, that are open that maybe we'll learn a little bit more as this offseason goes on, and maybe some of it won't come together until we get a couple games into the season.
Yeah, you look – I was doing this actually the other day. I was looking at the roster for next season, just to kind of the scholarship chart, and see who's coming back and who left. And you look, you know, they got 13 scholarship players, and other than Clifton Moore, who we don't really know a lot about, but then you throw in Zach McRoberts. I mean, you've got 13 guys, if you include Zach McRoberts, who, at least to me on paper, look like they could be potential guys in the rotation. I mean, that goes from all the returnees down to guys like Race Thompson, who you mentioned, Jake Forrester, Jerome Hunter, Demezi Anderson. I mean, these are all four-star level recruits who are expecting to come in and play probably in most cases. And so that's going to be one of the more interesting storylines for me going into next season is how does he handle all of these different guys that are in the rotation? How are minutes going to be distributed? And guys are going to have to earn their minutes and their spot in the rotation. I think that's going to make for a team that's much improved because the more guys you have that are capable of playing, the better practices are, and the better just overall I think that the team's going to be. More competitiveness in practice is going to lead to better results on the floor.
Alex, let's go back to last night for one moment, and I can speak with you about this better than any other IU-associated guest that comes on the show each week because you're a New Albany of Southern Indiana guy. Loved hearing, and we're going to play this back for you later in the program, but I loved hearing what Archie Miller said about Southern Indiana. He said, this is the most passionate part of the state. You and I know this. People that listen to this show know this. People that have been around what's went on over the last couple seasons with the recruitment of Romeo Langford and the interest in he and the New Albany team, and just generally the interest in sports. I even go back to earlier this week. I was at the Bats game with Jim Shannon, the New Albany coach, watching Josh Rogers, who played for Coach Shannon, his freshman, and then came back his senior year, actually got a spot on the varsity team, but he was pitching for the Yankees AAA affiliate, and it's just neat to see the turnout that he had. It's a Bats home game, but yet people are cheering for every out that the Yankees team, the Rail Riders, made on defense, and every pitch that Josh Rogers, launched in there that was a strike, to a round of applause. And I think that that's just a small example of Southern Indiana and how we care about our communities and the sports within those communities, but also take passion for the state school as well, which makes doing this radio show right here in this area a lot of fun and a natural thing to do, and makes your website, which is based right out of this area, I'm sure a big boost from that side of things as well. But great to see Archie, and I'm sure that as he goes around, he appreciates the passion that exists in different parts of the state. But his comment last night, definitely he gets Southern Indiana, and I think that his short time in Indiana, the Romeo recruitment had to help him realize the passion that does exist down here for IU sports and basketball.
Yeah, he even talked about last night he didn't really know what to mention or to expect coming to Huber's, and then he knew what to expect coming this year. I mean, this is really the only IU has these different stops around the state that they usually do. I know they have an event every July that's in Chicago. It's more football-based around Big Ten Media Days, but there used to be an event at Lucas Oil. They haven't had that every year. There's been some other ones over the course of time that they've had, you know, here and there, but this is really the only off-season IU alumni event in the state that's kind of been continuously run every year. And I think the reason that it continues every year is because there's the demand for it. I mean, there's last night 980 people wanted to show up on the Wednesday after Memorial Day. You know, summer vacation starting for a lot of people, different things going on. And that place was, I mean, I pulled up at 20, 25 minutes before the doors opened. There was, you know, a couple hundred people lined up. And I think that speaks to exactly what you're talking about, Matt. There's a passion in Southern Indiana for Indiana to be a great program again. People are excited, obviously, with Romeo. But, you know, last year they had 950 people come there, and that was before Romeo even committed to IU. So this is a great part of the state in terms of IU support. A lot of people who are, you know, obviously going up to games, following games if they can't make it up. And I think it's just an exciting time for a lot of people. Folks are looking forward to next season, and I think last night was just kind of a little appetizer in terms of learning a little bit more about next year's team. A great time for the varsity club to raise some money as well, and overall, I just think that this is one of the staple events in terms of the offseason for IU basketball and IU athletics in general.
Alex Bozich, Inside the Hall, presented by CC Power Sports. Before we let you go, when will we hear from Archie again? Could it really be the October time frame, maybe an early season preseason update? Is that possibly the next time that he really gets up and talks?
Yeah, there could be something later in the summer, maybe, potentially, depending on what's going on. But, you know, recruiting and things like that are really the most important thing in July. I think last year Media Day was in September. Maybe then, you know, if there's something notable that happens, I would expect maybe that he would talk about it. But other than that, I don't necessarily foresee very many opportunities for him to talk over the next coming months, and I don't really see a need for it either. So, you know, that might have to hold us over here for a couple of months. Maybe we hear from him early in the fall going into the start of practice. But other than that, I wouldn't really expect too much moving forward.
Alex Bozich, Inside the Hall, presented by CC Power Sports. Stop into CC Power Sports locations in Clarksville and Southern Jefferson County across the river for parts, vehicle sales, and all servicing needs for street and off-road motorcycles, side-by-sides, ATVs, and personal watercraft. Summer is here, so visit CC Power Sports and let the fun begin. Alex, as always, thanks for the great chat today. Thank you also for the good audio from last night. We had the press conference with Archie in segment one. We're going to have Archie's speech to the crowd and maybe some other highlights from the other guests that were part of the program last night as well. All thanks to Alex and Inside the Hall.
All right. Thank you very much, Matt. Have a good day. Thank
Absolutely. You too. We'll head to a commercial break and come back with more, a Thursday edition of the Hoosier Report here on the Big X Sports Radio.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
We're back on this Thursday program, and a lot of stuff, a lot of fallout from last night, the big Huber's event for IU alumni, and of course Archie Miller, the headline speaker. Fred Glass, athletic director, was there, so was Coach Allen, the football coach as well. Earlier, to start things off here on this Thursday show, I played back for you some of the audio from the press conference that Archie had before the 6 o'clock program began. Now, in this segment, we're going to play at least a great portion of what he said to the fans and everyone in attendance, his speech at Huber's last night. Some interesting stuff. He covered a lot of topics. Romeo Langford came up, and as Alex said in the last segment, he did do a good job, I thought, of answering the questions, at least in the press conference, about Romeo, but keeping the discussion overall about all of the incoming recruits that will be arriving on campus very soon. So interesting to see how he handled that. Obviously, Juwan Morgan, and I've had a couple people, even since the show has been on the air, text and say, Very interesting to hear Archie say that Juwan, when he made the decision to come back, and I assume talking with Coach Miller, made comments about looking forward to getting the freshmen there. When are they coming? That's the stuff that gets you excited. You hear a decorated senior like Juwan Morgan coming back after what probably will it turn out to be a wonderful experiment for him to hear what he needs to do to take his game to the next level, so perhaps he can be considered in the NBA draft a year from now, and him interested about working with the younger players. That's the kind of stuff that in the offseason fans want to hear, that makes fans get even more excited for the season that's still a long, long time away. Here is Coach Miller, his speech last night. I think it's pretty good quality. You should be able to make most of it out, so we'll play that back for you now.
Thank you very much. It doesn't feel when you start to hear music and you walk out of the tunnel and you're able to walk down the baseline and get ready to go. It's an incredible feeling representing Indiana University, our men's basketball program, to be able to go through, you know, the first year. Obviously, there's a lot going on in the first year to really absorb it. But sometimes you do take a seat, step back, and look up in the stands before the game starts, jump ball, and you sort of want to just, you know, pinch yourself and say, I can't believe I'm standing here right now. And I said that quite a few times last year, and some of the energy and some of the crowds that we were a part of, and we weren't as successful as we needed to be at home last year. But it gave me great confidence that when we are up and running and things are going smooth as they possibly can, that place should be one of the, if not the most difficult places to play a college basketball game against our players. And that's a credit to our great crowd, our amazing tradition, and, you know, quite frankly, the upgraded Assembly Hall is a beautiful place to be. So, again, really humble to be here. This is a great event. It's my second one. I'm much more comfortable here this year than I was last year. Last year, I walked into a what felt like a hornet's nest in here. Really wasn't ready for it, to be honest with you. I am this year. This pocket of the state is one of which I've really come to love. This is the most passionate part of the state, and I'll probably get in trouble for saying that, because Pat Jones or somebody will put it on the internet here in 5 seconds. He earned that year from day one. He wasn't the Juwan
really just in general took everything in and tried to do his best, and he grew into a very confident player. One of which to have an opportunity here recently, especially as you go into your last year, the college basketball is going to gain these options for our young people. They're going to have a lot more choices. You're going to see that revolving door of people trying to find out where they stand to reach their dreams. If you want to have an opportunity to do that, he did a great job with it for his family. He took it all in. He had workouts. He got feedback. Took his time with it. And at the end of the day, he came back for the right reason, which is because he wants to be a senior at IU. He wants to be a guy who represents this change in our program. And he also knows that he has an opportunity to really establish a very unique legacy from when he got here to when he leaves. And if he stays with that, in my opinion, if we do our part, he has a chance to be Big Ten Player of the Year. He has a chance to be an All-American. He has a chance to lead us to where we want to go. And more importantly, hopefully at the end of the day, this time next year, you know, his dream can be reached and he can be an NBA player. Zach Roberts is probably, one of my favorite guys. I'm sure he's one of your favorite guys as well. It's hard not to like him. I wish I would have played him a few games earlier. We may have won at least one more game. ultimate competitor, ultimate winner. Anybody in here who's hiring in about a year or whenever he's done, I mean, you want a guy like that in your organization. But we got to get him better. And I think last year he showed so much of the fabric of how we can win and how we can play, how tough-minded he is. But, his goal this year and his role this year is going to be a guy that really hopefully will have more confidence offensively and maybe making some more shots for us. Because I think he's capable. He really improved in the spring. He's been working here in the last 3 weeks, and as he gets ready to approach this summer, we continue with that. I think he's going to have an added role in that dimension. As you kind of come to our junior class, our junior class is Devontae, Duran, and I believe those are the last two guys in that rising junior class. And those two guys, I have high hopes for. You get a chance as a freshman to play sparingly or have a role as a sophomore. Hopefully you get thrusted in there, you get better, and then as you get older, you're way more comfortable. And Duran got derailed. It's a very unfortunate injury that kind of took him out of Big Ten play. His recovery is slow. We're taking our time with it. He's not getting into any basketball-related things other than some stationary work with Coach Schilling and Tim Garl. And then Tim's got his rehab plan sort of going. We're going to mow through this next month of June, and hopefully he continues to elevate without restrictions. And then as we approach August, September, and into our fall, we'll start to move into that range. But he's been a little bit slow, but the surgery was successful. The progress was successful. It just takes some time with a guy like him with his size. So we're hopeful he can stay consistent. And Devontae had a great spring. The conversations that Devontae needed to have was he needs to realize, in my opinion, to untap all of his potential and all of his talent is for himself to step aside over here. Don't talk to anybody else, but ask himself how good he wants to be. How good do you really want to be? How much are you willing to invest in yourself? Because you can only get so much out of talent in the same routine. People can ask you and prod you and plead you, but until you open up and you say, I'm going to give more to my game, I'm going to give more on my own, I'm not going to get any further. And I thought he really did a great job in the spring. He was a shooting ball as well as any guy we had. He shot the ball as good as any guard we had that I shot with in Indiana, other than James Blackman, my first few weeks here. And I thought that was really impressive. That's a big step for him shooting. Clearly it's something that's got to become something that's a strength of ours, not a weakness. And he's taking some time this summer. His family's worked out, and we're hopeful that he continues to stay consistent, because I think he has a chance, if he continues to get better, to really be a good player for us. Our rising sophomores, I put even Ray Thompson in that class, because Ray spent the year with him. Ray really did a great job using a redshirt, but sometimes you can waste it. He didn't. Right now he's supposed to be graduating high school. If he were graduating high school, he'd be light years behind where he was when he first started. He's changed his body. He's gotten healthier. And he was able to compete every day in practice as a player. And he got a lot better. He's got to evolve his game. He's got to continue to improve his skill. And I think he's a guy that's going to help us win games in his career. Got to get stronger, knows that, he's had a great mindset. I think he'll come back very strong as a sophomore. He'll be much more comfortable shooting the ball as an older player. He's a better shooter, I think, than he had in mid-January, where he struggled a little bit. And then Justin Smith, we all saw great glimpses of Justin. He had flashes of great talent where he helped us win games again. He made big plays. And now the thing sort of get a guy that's very comfortable with his talent to start to be more aggressive with it. He'll learn how to play more physically and do some of those things because he has so many gifts. But I think Justin's experience coming off of freshman year, he could really make a good jump. And Cliff Moore's in the same boat as a guy like Rage. I mean, he plays as much as a freshman, so you don't see him. But he's gotten a lot stronger. He's gotten a lot better as a player. You know, he has an offseason here. He's got to continue to evolve and have a chance to impact him. Is that my goal? Is that all returning? I don't want to forget him, man. I'll get a text message from somebody. Brad Jones will say, I forgot somebody, and then I'll try to get it. And then it comes into the influx of talent. Our first year in recruiting, I think, everybody makes a big deal out about recruiting and rankings or whatever, but it really has to come down to the fit of the kid. What he absolutely wants to be about is that going to work with how we do things. And I think we have a good group that fits that mold. Robert Fennessey had a terrific senior year. He's a true point guard. He's a student of the game. He's highly intelligent. I think he's a guy that's going to play an immediate role for us as a freshman due to the need in a point guard position. Denise Anderson brings size and shooting and a very, very talented athletic body. We can hold him in, more stretching on the floor. Jerome Hunter is a very versatile, lengthy athlete who can play multiple positions coming over. And I think when his body starts to fill out and catch up to his game, you have a potential guy who can play for a long time. Jacob Forrester, Jake not being in the Midwest, maybe a little bit, maybe off the radar, but don't think about that. He's the ultimate competitor at 6'9". He's going to be a live wire early in his career. Great motor and toughness. And I think at 6'9", 235-pound, 240-pound athlete like him, he continues to bring that athleticism that we're going to need in our front court to play the way we want to play. And then Romeo, obviously the latest addition with Evan Fitzner. Romeo isn't decorated as a player, as a status team, but he's as decorated as a kid as I've been around. What a great family to be a part of. What a great kid to represent. Not only the state moving forward, but why you want to come to Indiana. A guy like him hopefully will make that cool thing to do here down the line. That's what needed to happen. Now we have to do our part, as a group, as a young group, and bring them all together and give them some time, because it's not easy to be thrust into the limelight. But I think with Romeo's cool, calm personality, he's the perfect fit to walk into the fire. I haven't seen a guy in a long time that emotionless at times and high stress moments, but a great teammate. And Evan Fitzner is a fifth-year grad transfer from St. Mary's that we were able to get. He's about 6'10", he's a career 40-plus three-point shooter in the front court, which if you have those guys, you can really do a lot of things. The thing I really like about Evan is he's played in a really a winning program. He's coming off an average of close to 25 wins a season in his career. He's played conference championships, conference tournaments, NCAA tournament games. He's been a part of a program that really has been good. And that type of winning mindset, that experience level can't do anything to help us. So that's sort of the group. And we're going to get ready to start on Monday. Our players will be back in on Sunday night. Our freshmen will be in on the 12th. And our summer program will sort of get kicked off. We're going to try and mesh these guys together to take our 18-19 team and be ready to start. We'll have a difficult schedule. It's not out quite yet. We still have to wait on some TV dates from some obligations, whether it be the ACC Big Ten Challenge or some things like that. Once we get those dates, some things will fall in line. I think it'll be a difficult schedule, more difficult than a year ago, if we're able to pull a couple of these things off. But that's what's going to be needed. I think everyone probably wants to be in the NCAA tournament. We want it every year, but it's really hard to make it right now. If you look at our Big Ten season last year, it was really disappointing that teams with 13 conference wins couldn't get in. The teams that were good enough to win the NIT couldn't get in. The reason is, that non-conference schedule, man, you got to do a great job of playing really good teams, and you got to beat them. And as a league, you have to do that to have that great depth in the NCAA tournament. And I think that's something moving forward that will be really interesting to see. Playing 20 conference games for the first time ever. That's a lot of Big Ten games. You start to add in your Louisville's, your Marquette's, your ACC's, your Butler's. You start to look around and say, wow, is there ever going to be a day off? Is it ever going to be easy? But I think moving forward, that's what's needed. And on the forefront, just moving forward, what we're trying to do, we've some amazing things happening from a facilities standpoint, being able to adjust the vision of our player amenities. Big step is in Assembly Hall right now. It's a really, really cool process to be a part of. The renovation to our Assembly Hall men's basketball locker room is going to be incredible. It'll be done in the fall, and that's going to give all of our players here currently an unbelievable place to be. But I will say this, when these guys come back in the summers, when they come back to the games and they see it, it's also going to be a place they can be really proud of because they helped build it. And we're excited about that. Other than that, it's good to be here again. I look forward to getting ready to go for you guys after Coach gets rolling on the field. He's an unbelievable guy to work with. He's got a great philosophy over there. It's fun to be around. I look forward to football season as usual. But as we approach basketball and we start to get into our mode of next season, you know, we have high expectations, we have high standards, and we're going to continue to grow. We're going to see a lot of young guys grow up before your eyes here as our first class starts to come in. So, you know, the evolution of the pace is starting to change. It's going to happen here pretty soon. So, but again, great to be here. Love everything about it, being a part of this. Most importantly, love representing you guys in the right way. And hopefully, again, we can make you proud because that's what we're here to do. So thanks for the great evening.
Again, Archie Miller, that was his full speech from last night at Huber's. Appreciate, again, Alex Bozich and Inside the Hall for the audio. A great event. It has really been strong the last couple of years with the hiring of Archie Miller. That was kind of the hot topic a year ago. And last night, things at an all-time high with Jawan Morgan coming back, Romeo Langford in the fold. Just a fun time. A couple things to get to, a couple notes before we get out today. Here in this Thursday program, just announced a little bit ago, IU season opener at FIU, 7 o'clock kickoff on CBS Sports Network. I know that seems like forever from now, as we're just now getting ready to be June 1st on the calendar tomorrow, but IU playing in Miami for the second time in 3 years. Indiana won that game 34-13 back on September 1st of 2016, so there's a look at the start for the IU football season officially September 1st, a Saturday, 7 o'clock, and it will be on CBS Sports Network. IU just putting that out a little bit ago. Also, if you follow all these way too early rankings, I know they don't matter. It is fun to look at and read the different college basketball analysts and media people out there, their thoughts on what could happen next year. Now that Jawan Morgan announces that he's back, Indiana actually appeared as number 25 in Gary Parrish of CBS Sports' off-season poll. So that is interesting. Obviously, it's been a while since Indiana's been mentioned in something in the preseason. So there's good news, and I think people starting to realize that, hey, incoming players, returning players, some guys that were hurt last season coming back. Race Thompson was a redshirt. A lot of weapons to figure out here over the next couple of months for IU basketball heading into the season. Also, I didn't have time to play anything else from Huber's, but Fred Glass did meet with the media last night when he arrived just before Archie Miller did, and one of the key points he had from a basketball perspective was that IU hopes to resume the Indiana-Kentucky series in basketball. There was no specific timetables or details given, but something that does make a lot of sense. Will it be a series not at each school's home court? Will it be at an off-site place, maybe in Louisville and in Indianapolis? I don't know, but still interesting to hear that that is something that is on tap potentially for the future as well. And Josh Rogers, remember he pitched Tuesday, had a great outing, a win over the Louisville Bats to improve to 5-3 on the season. It looks like he's scheduled to pitch again in the area. He's going to pitch Sunday in Indianapolis if the weather and the rotations hold up for things at Victory Field, a beautiful Victory Field in downtown Indianapolis. So another opportunity for him to pitch here close to his hometown of New Albany. Don't forget, we have IU baseball on Friday. 5 o'clock is the airtime for that big IU opportunity on the baseball field. We've got sectional baseball on Saturday. Excited to tell you that we've worked it out where we will be able to air the Silver Creek game at 11 o'clock from Evansville North in the 3A regional. John Spears will have that call. And then Lee Kelly, P.K. Falkenstein, and I will be on at 1:30 for the Jeffersonville first-round game as they take on Franklin Central. That game will be played at Bossy Field, also at Evansville. That's the 4A regional. And then we'll see who wins for that night. We'll stick with Jeffersonville if they win. If Jeff does not win and Silver Creek does, we'd flip over and do the 3A championship game. So a ton of baseball coming up. I don't know of a station that has more play-by-play in the area than the Big X. From the high school, we got the Little League stuff coming up this summer. We've got the All-Star Games coming up next week. We'll be making an announcement about some All-Star coverage for you on Monday. But got a lot of play-by-play, you know, all kinds of baseball and everything else. And so if there's a game on, you're likely going to be able to find it here on the Big X Sports Radio. Don't forget, Summer League today gets started. The first night at New Albany is tonight. And there are a number of games. It's a slow start to the league, but there are a number of games tonight. New Albany's varsity team, they play at 8:30 tonight against the Sales. So if you want to see some basketball, come on out. Starts at 5:30. New Albany and North Harrison are the two only Southern Indiana teams playing tonight, but the Varsity Bulldogs play at 8:30. That's going to wrap it up. I'll be back with you on Friday to wrap the week up. Make sure you're with me tomorrow at 11 o'clock right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.